Welcome to the December 19th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Victoria Taylor. We'll enjoy the acting talents of members of the UUC community in this year's multi-generational non-rehearsal play, A Christmas Carol, written by Unitarian Charles Dickens. What can we learn from Scrooge's journey from miserly malcontent to a spreader of joy?
I am Victoria Taylor, your worship associate this morning, at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. Our settled minister is the Reverend Pam Phillips, who will be leading worship this morning. If you're with us for the first time, actually, worship today will be a little bit different. We are having our non-rehearsal Christmas pageant, which is a tradition here at the UUC-NRV, which always is a lot of fun, if not a good production. There's always lessons to be learned and community to build. If you're with us for the first time, we're glad you're here, even if it is an interesting service. You will find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat, or if you're in the sanctuary, there's a paper card at the back, which you can fill out so we can keep in touch with you and make you a name tag. If you have a joy or a sorrow you wish to be shared aloud today, you can find a link in the chat or also a card in the back of the sanctuary, and we will collect those during the opening hymn. We are a busy, busy community and congregation, and there are many, many activities throughout the week. You can look on the calendar at our website for times, locations, Zoom links, and contact information. As we are entering into the proverbial holiday season, make sure your activity has not been canceled. And I know we'll have a full calendar in January. Thanks to all the volunteers who make all those wonderful, enriching activities possible.
Good morning. As we start worship today, I want to lift up a few things that we need to remember. If you are joining us on Zoom, there is a link in the order of, or in the chat for the order of service. Also, remember to stay muted until we go to breakout rooms at the end of the service. You can turn on and off your video with the little camera icon, and you can also control the closed captions. In the sanctuary, if you could put your phones into worship mode, at the very least, turning off the ringer so it doesn't interrupt the service. I also want to lift up some announcements. Today, we are going to try something we haven't done in a while, which is to have a new to UUC gathering. Where is Paulette? If you will look over there, she has the sign. If you are new to UUC and like to know a little bit more about the congregation, come join me and Paulette, and we'll have a chat at the end of the service. Also at the end of the service, if you are able-bodied and have the time, we would love some help opening up the doors and setting up the chairs in Elarth. We have a memorial service for Isabel Burney this afternoon, and we want to make sure we have enough seating available. If you plan to come in person, make sure you sign up. There's a link in the announcements so that we know how many people are coming. And you are welcome to come on Zoom. We'll have people participating on Zoom as well. And that's at 3 o'clock today. Oh, and we have several holiday activities coming up. Victoria already told you about 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve. We'll be meeting at the Upper Fire Pit for Christmas carols. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll be gathering in the sanctuary and on Zoom for a Christmas Eve service. Even if you are not coming to either of those services, if you have holiday decorations at home, take a photograph of them and send them to me. We'll have a special video montage of all our decked halls during that Christmas Eve service. I also want you to put on your calendars, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day evenings, we'll have a special labyrinth walk. It's from 5:30 to 7:30, and Susan Baker and the rest of the grounds ministry is setting up beautiful lights. If you got a chance to do it last year, it was truly magical. So that's the 31st and the 1st. So now, let's greet one another. If you are at home, if you could turn your videos on, and we'll put your pictures up on the screen so everybody can see you. So wave to everyone here in the sanctuary. Let's see where people are worshiping from this morning. Margo's about to join family in San Antonio, Texas. Anybody else want to tell me where you're visiting from? I know we have somebody from Italy here. Radford, from Reiner, from Airport Road. My sister says, buongiorno, from Italy. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Primrose Drive. Lucas is in the AV booth. Sharon is in Scottsdale, Arizona. Brandy is on Old Fort Road. We got people from near and far. Anita from Blacksburg. Welcome to worship, everyone at home.
Franklin,
so now, everybody in the sanctuary, get your game face on, because I'm going to let them see you. And start, we have, let's get down so you can see. There's Mary Louise. She's our pianist today. And there's Susan, and yes. And we're waving. There's Victoria. We have a special chalice lighter in the room today. Yay. One of these days, I'm going to get really good at this. All right, we have greeted one another. And now, it's time to light the chalice.
Our chalice lighter this morning is Noemi Short, and she is going to both light the chalice and say the words. She's good like that. Let's light it first. All right. And Noemi, why do we light the chalice?
We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
Our opening words today were written by Gretchen Haley. Come in, all who long to know how to love this world, how to keep eyes open, hands unclenched, arms wide, breathing deeply in and out. This is a time to practice, because there still is so much good and beauty and joy, but it can be hard to keep telling this tale with all the news and the wind and the rain and the trembling earth. Who wants to love this life anyway? Come in, all who teeter on this edge of cynicism, brokenhearted, trying still to remember laughter and kindness and the chance to be alive in these days where so much is at stake. In this place, we remind each other why we persist, giving each other courage to take this path that is not always easy, to keep practicing this love that cannot and will not let us go, and still calls on us, come, come, let us worship together.
We continue the tradition we've had in this congregation for longer than I've been here, which is a no rehearsal play. Hard to do during COVID time, but you may remember that Rachel Crane, our able LFD assistant, taught us that you can have a no rehearsal play without being all together. Last year, she did the video. This year, Karen Hager, our newly retired DLFD, does the narration and also the editing for this year's play. And it is especially appropriate that we are doing a Christmas carol, because it was written by Charles Dickens, a Unitarian. Before Dickens, Christmas didn't look the same way it does now. Now, you can maybe blame him for some of the excesses, but also you can acknowledge how much more joy and opportunities for philanthropy we have in the world because of this work. So with no further ado, we'll have, it's in five staves, and we'll have some musical interludes between a couple of them. But if you have a hard time hearing, I have one more script if you want to read along. We don't have closed captioning for this part. People at home, it will be fine, I think, for you. And take your attention to the screens, and let's enjoy A Christmas Carol by the UUC Players.
This is the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, a mean, old, miserly man who lived in London, England. Everyone knew that Scrooge was a mean old man. No one ever stopped to greet him in the street like this.
Please stop by to see me, Mr. Scrooge.
Good day, Mr. Scrooge.
How are you, Mr. Scrooge?
Please stop by and see me, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Please stop by, Mr. Scrooge.
Good day, Mr. Scrooge.
No, people in town left Scrooge alone, and that was just how Scrooge wanted it. He preferred to keep everyone at a distance and to walk along the edges of life. Scrooge ran a counting house called Scrooge and Marley. Marley was dead, there's no doubt about that, and Scrooge, of course, knew he was dead. But the business name remained the same, even though Marley was, as I said, most definitely dead. Our story begins on Christmas Eve on a very cold and foggy day. Scrooge has the door to his office open to keep an eye on his clerk, Bob Cratchit, who was trying desperately to warm himself over a candle, since Scrooge was too cheap to pay to heat the office. The outside door flew open, and in walked Scrooge's nephew.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Ebenezer.
Christmas? Bah, humbug.
Christmas? A humbug? You don't mean that.
I do mean that. Merry Christmas. What reason have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
What reason? Well then, what reason do you have to be in a bad mood? You're rich enough.
Bah, humbug. Christmas should have been outlawed years ago.
Uncle!
Nephew, leave me be.
Don't be angry, Uncle Ebenezer. Come and have dinner with us tomorrow.
No, I don't think I will.
I want nothing of you. Why can't we be friends? I'm sorry to find you set in your ways. But I still wish you a Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Ah! Bah! Humbug!
As Scrooge's nephew leaves, two people enter the office, hoping to collect money for the less fortunate in the community.
Good day, Mr. Scrooge. At this festive time of year, it is important that we try to help the poor in the community. Many suffer greatly and are in need of basic necessities and food.
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
There are, sir. I wish there were not.
My tax dollars go towards supporting those institutions. Those that are badly off can go there.
Many can't go there. Many would rather die than go there.
If they'd rather die, they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population.
Seeing that they have no chance of changing Scrooge's mind, the philanthropists leave. The day continued, growing darker and colder, until it was finally time for Scrooge and his clerk to close.
You'll want all day off tomorrow, I suppose.
Yes, sir. Please.
It's not fair. Why should I pay you a day's wages for no work?
But it's only once a year, sir.
That's a poor excuse for robbery. Be sure you're here early the next day, or you won't have a job after Christmas.
Bob Cratchit made his way home to his family, while Scrooge made his way home to his lonely, cold house. He ignored all the festive cheer that surrounded him in the streets.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you!
Merry Christmas to you!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you!
Merry Christmas!
Scrooge arrived at his home and went to unlock his door when a face suddenly appeared on the door knocker.
Was that Jacob? No, it couldn't have been. I'm tired and I'm seeing things that aren't there.
Scrooge made his way upstairs, ate his dinner, and readied himself for bed. Suddenly, he heard a clanking noise. the sound of chains being dragged over the floor, then climbing the stairs and heading for his door. A figure passed through his closed door and stood in front of him. It was his old business partner, Jacob Marley.
Jacob, is it you? Is it really you?
It is me, Ebenezer. I'm bound by the chains I forged in my own selfish, miserable life. I'm here to warn you that you must change.
Go, spirit. I do not believe in ghosts. I must have eaten something strange, and it's gone into hallucinations. Go, away from me.
You must listen to me, Scrooge. My time here is short. You have a chance of escaping the same fate as me, but you must take heed.
What must I do? What must I do, Jacob?
Tonight you will be visited by three ghosts. Expect the first one at 12, the second one at 2, and the third one at 4. When the last one has visited, look to see me no more.
As Jacob Marley disappeared, Scrooge fell asleep. The clock struck midnight. Scrooge awakened with a start. He saw a light that began to flicker and then grow brighter, and a figure moving toward him. Scrooge was petrified of what was to come.
Are you the first spirit sent by Jacob?
I am indeed, Ebenezer. I am the ghost of Christmas past.
But why have you come?
I've come to help you, Ebenezer. Come and walk with me.
As these words were spoken, Scrooge and the ghost were transported to a school classroom. A young Scrooge was sitting alone at the table.
I know this place. It's my old school.
This is you, Ebenezer. You were always alone at Christmas when you were growing up. All the other children would be picked up and enjoying the holiday with their families. Your parents were the only parents who left their child in school over the Christmas break. All the teachers used to feel so sad for you, all alone at Christmas.
Poor boy. I look so sad there all alone.
Come, let us see another Christmas.
Scrooge and the ghost were transported to another Christmas, a big party that his first boss, Mr. Fezziwig, hosted every Christmas for the entire staff. Everyone was having a wonderful time.
Why, it's old Fezziwig and all my friends. Those were the times.
A small matter to make these silly folks so full of gratitude.
Small?
A few coins on a party. Is that so much that he deserves the praise of his employees?
It isn't the cost, Spirit. He has the power to make us happy or unhappy. To make our jobs pleasant or terrible. The happiness he gives is quite as great as if it cost a fortune.
You had a girlfriend, did you not? What happened to that relationship?
She said I cared more about making my future than I did for her. She was a wonderful young lady. Remove me from this place, Spirit. Haunt me no longer.
As the ghost of Christmas past disappeared, Scrooge fell asleep in his room.
Who are you? What do you want?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, Ebenezer. I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Spirit, take me where you will. I went with another earlier and learned a lesson that is working now. If you will also teach me, please take me forth.
Moments later, Scrooge and the ghost were flying across town. Scrooge saw person after person enjoying the joyful holiday.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you!
Merry Christmas to you!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Why is everyone so happy? It's only Christmas.
Don't you understand? Christmas is a time for family, friends, and joy. Let's stop here. This is the home of your clerk, Bob Cratchit.
When will Father be home? The dinner is almost done. The goo smells so good.
He and Tiny Tim should be home soon. I think I hear them now.
Here we are. Tiny Tim, your mother has made such a feast. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to all.
Spirit, Bob's son looks unwell. Tell me if Tiny Tim will live.
I see a vacant seat and a crutch without an owner. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die.
Oh, no, Spirit. Say he will be spared.
Well, if he is going to die, better he do it and decrease the surplus population. Is that not what you said?
Scrooge and the Spirit continued their travels, arriving at the home of Scrooge's nephew, where a party was in progress. Scrooge enjoyed watching the festivities, wishing he could join the games. Scrooge began to understand that he had deprived himself of happiness by never accepting one of his nephew's many invitations. Finally, their travels came to an end, and Scrooge found himself back in his lonely, dark bedroom, where he slowly fell asleep again.
Well, let's do something Scrooge would never do. Let's take a collection, and let's share half that collection with the New River Valley Interfaith Child Care Center, where we support happy childhoods and education for low-income families to learn and grow. You can give online learning using the link in the chat with the Vanco, plus the Vanco app, or text FUND to the number provided. If you're attending church in person, you can give a cash or check. There's a basket in the back of the sanctuary. And thank you for your generosity. As we collect our offerings, we'll enjoy another gift. Mary Louise will play Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. And during that time, those of you in the sanctuary are welcome to light a candle of hope and remembrance. Please maintain distance between yourself. And if you're online, you can write in the chat if you want a candle lit, and those will be read aloud after the offertory. We will light the candles for you, those of you at home, after Joys and Concerns. But let us accept the offering and acknowledge your generosity. Please say these words. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. But let's get back to Ebenezer and see what the third spirit at 4 o'clock might have to say.
Are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come? You are about to show me shadows of the things that have not happened, but will happen in the time before us. Is that right, Spirit? Oh, Spirit, I fear you most of all, but as I know your purpose is to do me good, and as I hope to be a changed man, I am prepared to accompany you. Lead on.
Scrooge and the ghost were suddenly transported through the streets, where the spirit stopped next to two philanthropists that had been in Scrooge's office earlier. The two were deep in conversation.
Not much about it either way. I only know he's dead.
When did he die?
Last night, I believe.
What has he done with his money?
I haven't heard. He hasn't left it to us. That's all I know.
I doubt anyone will go to his funeral.
Spirit, who has died?
Scrooge and the spirit came to a shop in a strange part of town. Scrooge saw his cleaning lady and an employee of the undertaker enter the shop with large bundles.
Hey, what are you doing?
I've got Scrooge's bedclothes here.
You do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to sell them.
Look what I got.
Oh!
I got some of his clothes and a brooch.
Oh, man. Well, he's not going to need them.
No, and he didn't do any by us while he was alive.
No, he didn't. So we may as well profit from him while he's gone.
Absolutely. That's what I say. That's how I'll have a happy holiday.
Yes. That will bring lots of cheer in my house.
I hope these clothes are worth something.
How can they speak so horribly of a dead man? Spirit, can you show me anyone who feels badly about death?
Scrooge and the ghost were transported to a house Scrooge recognized, the home of his clerk, Bob Cratchit.
When we'll get home. He's late this evening.
He walks slower than he used to, Mother. He used to walk very fast with time with him. Yes, he did.
But Tiny Tim was so light to carry. It was no trouble for your father.
Spirit, are you telling me that Tiny Tim dies? But tell me, are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they the shadows of things that may be? Can the future be changed? Spirit, show me the man who has died. Who was that man who was spoken of so harshly?
Scrooge and the ghost were transported to a cemetery. The ghost pointed to a gravestone. Scrooge crept towards it, trembling, then following the finger, read upon the stone the name. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Am I that man they spoke of? No, Spirit. Oh, no. Spirit, I am not the man I was. I will not be that man again. Surely I am not past all hope. Assure me that I may change these shadows that you have shown me by an altered life. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all of the year. I will live in the past, present, and the future. I will not shut out the lessons the spirits have taught me.
Suddenly, the spirit disappeared, and Scrooge found himself back in his bedroom.
I will live in the past, present, and future. The shadows of things that would have been will be chased away. I am so happy. A Merry Christmas to everyone. A Happy New Year to the whole world. I wonder what day it is. I don't know how long I've been among the spirits.
Scrooge ran to the window, threw it open, and called to a girl on the street below.
What's today, girl? What day is it?
Why, it's Christmas Day, of course, sir.
It's Christmas. The spirits did it all in one night. I can still make a difference. My dear girl, do you know the shop on the corner, whether they've sold that big prize turkey?
It's hanging there now, sir.
It is? Go and buy it and tell them to bring it here so I can tell them where to deliver it. I'll pay you for your trouble.
By the time Scrooge was dressed, the girl was back with the shopkeeper and the huge turkey. Scrooge wrote Bob Cratchit's address for them and paid them to deliver it, and Scrooge chuckled to imagine Bob's surprise. He then went out into the streets, greeting everyone with such a delightful smile that many wished him a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and a Merry Christmas to you!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge!
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Suddenly, he spotted the two philanthropists from the previous day.
I want to apologize for my actions yesterday. Will you have the goodness to accept this check from me?
Thank you, Mr. Scrooge.
Thank you, Mr. Scrooge. Have a Merry Christmas.
Bless you!
Scrooge went to church and walked about the streets, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. Everyone he saw and everything he found gave him pleasure. In the afternoon, he walked to his nephew's house.
It is I, your Uncle Scrooge. I've come to dinner, if I'm still welcome after my actions yesterday.
Uncle Ebenezer, you are always welcome here.
So Scrooge enjoyed the wonderful party, eating a huge dinner and playing all the games. He left full of happiness. The next day, he arrived early at work, hoping that Bob would be late. Bob was late and rushed in, apologizing.
Sorry I'm late, sir. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir.
Oh, I'm not going to stand for it a minute longer, and therefore, I'm going to raise your salary. Merry Christmas, Bob. I'll raise your salary and help you assist your family. We'll discuss it this very afternoon. Let's make up the fires to warm this office before we do.
Scrooge kept his word, and to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became a good friend and a good man. He had no further encounters with spirits, but it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well. May we all keep the holidays alive in our hearts throughout the year.
Happy holidays, everyone!
Happy holidays!
Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
As we consider all the hopes and remembrances, joys and sorrows of this congregation, I invite us into a moment of meditation. Spirit of life, Spirit of love, we acknowledge the sorrows, those we remember who are no longer with us. But let us also remember the joy they brought to our lives. Looking at the light of those candles we have lit, remember that we carry the light of those who come before us. Give us strength and courage and reminders to always carry the light forward and to find joy. Amen, and blessed be. Yes. Oh, no, there are no words. I get to say the words, but you get to extinguish the chalice, but not the warmth of this community. This we will carry in our hearts until we are together virtually or physically again. And in benediction, there are some words that we did not hear from A Christmas Carol. Words that Tiny Tim says. So please join me in saying them. God bless us, everyone. Amen and blessed be.